If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, it's match day morning ahead of the FA Cup final. We are in the thriving, bustling Jamaican rave central hotspot
so
of Sheffield.
Right?
Jesus Christ. Before we talk about the match and get into it, we got this Airbnb. It was enough for all three of us to fit in. See, it's quite nice, it's quite smart.
It's quiet as well.
It's a great example of if you're ever buying a house, and there's some solid life advice apropos of nothing. Check out the potential property you buy multiple times of the day, because this is lovely, nice and quiet, peaceful.
Sunny.
It was nice. It was nice. You said it's nice peaceful. Outside. Basically, at like 9 o'clock at night, there's like a Jamaican rave bar downstairs, which was hitting some big tunes.
I tried to go there.
I equated to, there's a bit in Lost where they get over to the island of the others, and there's like the girl's boyfriend is being tortured, and they've got like his eyes pinned open, and there's loads of like random noise and scenes. That's what I went to bed early and didn't sleep as a result.
I went to bed late and did.
Yeah. I got up this morning at 6 o'clock, left this at 6 o'clock this morning, I was like, I went to bed early and we'll get less, and I've gotten less.
I went to sleep before you.
Yeah.
Like, we rolled in about 3 o'clock and I was asleep by 3:01.
Yeah. So I'm feeling fit and fresh. I've kept my foundation on from Sky. Actually, just lovely. Wanted to make sure I hit the bags under the eyes. That'll be coming off before I start to look like the guy from The Cure. By the time I sweat at Wembley.
It's not very excitable.
No.
You seen that video?
Yeah.
Just brilliant. Every time it comes up, I just have to watch it, you know. It's brilliant.
I'm feeling really good. I've just done Saturday Social with Rory Jennings, and he started to throw out some major, like, he's dead confident 3-1. Wins to Chelsea and all that. I haven't changed my opinion from, I think if we're going to win this, it's going to be an absolute slog. Not because I don't think we're good or whatever, just because I think Chelsea are, I think they've got our number, because that implies that they're better than us, or they can be. I think they're the antithesis of us, and their style nullifies our style to some extent. So
the way they attack us is probably the best way you can get at Liverpool as well, isn't it? You know, the ball's in behind, the runners from midfield, et cetera, et cetera. So they're a good side. I'd be surprised if there was two goals in it either way, to be honest with you. I think 3-1 seems a bit of a mad shout to me when you've drawn with them every bloody time.
Yeah.
That you then think, after a Chelsea side that's not really in form either. You know, I know there's reasons for it and stuff, but, you know, we still don't know what midfield Chelsea are going to play. It's likely that the players that have been missing, and Kante and Jorginho and Kovacic, could all play in this game. But I'd assume that only two of the three would start. You know, the way they play the three at the back, etc. Reece James come back into form. He's going to play against us. He might be a difference maker for Chelsea, of course. But, you know, in the same way that Diaz was fresh for us in the Carabao, he's now integrated. And he's the player that I think is the real difference maker in this fixture.
Yeah, no, I completely agree on that. And obviously, we spoke about it yesterday, and it's been spoken a lot because it's the big story for Liverpool. No Fabinho, and it's going to be a lot of pressure on Jordan Henderson. Look, he's more than capable of handling pressure. He loves pressure. He thrives in pressure. He was formed to diamond-like hardness in the pressure of being a Liverpool midfielder for the last 11 years. But it doesn't change the fact that it is going to be a big game for him. We bought Fabinho to be our big game player. I think he was bought to be a Man City killer, and therefore, by reason, in your big game when you're playing top teams, having him dominate midfields. So there's no getting away from the fact that that's a big miss for us, but said this on the build-up show, someone's got to step up.
That's an opportunity for somebody, isn't it? And it's likely, I'd assume, that it's probably Naby Keita and Thiago start with Jordan in the middle of the park. And, you know, you might think that might be a little bit too attacking, but that might just be the difference mm-hmm. between the draws that we've been getting against them and getting somebody extra into the box, you know, on the end of these crosses from Trent. And for me, I think, you know, we've seen Trent and what he can do all season long. But when Reece James and Trent Alexander-Arnold are on the same pitch, I think that Trent will prove there's levels to who is the best right-back in the world, and yeah. I think he'll come out on top.
And there's lots of talk about, like, you know, they're going to play players who are going to put us under pressure, and inevitably there'll be Trent conversations. You know, again, we had this before. From one of Rory's points, he's like, he picked Branislav Ivanovic as his all-time Chelsea right-back, which Weird. Is mad.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But he, you know, when they talk about Trent, they inevitably go, oh, defensively this, defensively that, blah, blah,
sound.
Blah.
Defensively, people need to shut up.
And he's gotten even better at it as well, particularly in the last couple of months. But the trick for Liverpool, if they want to dominate the game, it's about making them think about us, not the other way around. And it's making sure that at least one of Trent or Robbo can really push on, can really make their back three into a back five. You know, as much as possible, put them under pressure, put them under constant pressure, make it that pressure cooker environment and see how resolute they stand.
And it's why Andy Robertson was rested. Make no mistake about it. Like, he knows that it's going to be a tough game, probably against Reece James on that right-hand side of Chelsea's left-hand side for us, of course, but he's going to be going in there with a full week's rest, knowing that he's starting the FA Cup final as well, especially after not even being in the squad. Like, there's no bigger, like, you're the lad. You're the man. You might be the key piece in this, and you're going to be fully rested for it. So Robbo's brilliant defensively. We know how good he is at stopping crosses and, you know, defending that back stick as well, which is what Reece James is really good at, actually.
Yeah.
You know, getting goals from the back stick when it comes in from the other sides and making it difficult for the defending team. Robbo's going to be switched on today, and he's going to be up for the cup.
Yeah, that left-hand side, you know, with Thiago in there as well, Diaz absolutely in phenomenal form. You're right, they were a threat, and obviously Thiago doesn't even start the game, and that's another big one we'll talk about. But yeah, that the left-hand side feels ready. The right-hand side will depend on who plays that, who comes in the Jordan Henderson 8th position, if Hendo's dropping into the 6 for us, of course. But on that left-hand side, this is, we it would have been fascinating to see if Thiago hadn't got injured in the warm-up last time, what that would have meant. And this is what I've been hoping for Chelsea, because I still go back to the start of the season. It was early doors. You know, we were getting, like, Robbo was chucked back into the team for that. We were still getting up and running. We still have Harvey Elliott in midfield and that. And then they get the red card, and I think they shut up shop. When we play Chelsea at Stamford Bridge, you know, like, Jürgen's not there. We've got Kelleher in goal. We've got, and then, you know, they managed to get on top.
Even though we start playing instead of Robbo.
Yeah, exactly, because Robbo was suspended.
He wasn't part of the squad.
And then with that, what I'm hopeful is if we can get Thiago in that, I'm hopeful that he can be a difference maker. Hopefully, yeah. He's an elevator.
That's it. I mean, and look, you know, Chelsea might be there going, we haven't actually played our best side against them either. And, you know, and there's obviously different points of view and stuff. But as a Liverpool fan, I'm going, right, this is our opportunity, minus Fabinho, to put our best side out. This is our opportunity. And, you know, I said it yesterday to you, Paul, I believe that Liverpool have have got something mentally over Chelsea in finals. You know, having beaten them in the Super Cup and obviously the Carabao, if you can beat them in this as well, obviously disappointing to go out of the Champions League for Chelsea, of course. But Liverpool are there. Liverpool are the number one team in the country, up there with Manchester City. Chelsea are miles off, and they know that in the league. And they've not been able to beat us in the Cups either recently. So, for me, it's a case of can you cut Chelsea off at the knees?
Yeah.
Like, will this... If Liverpool win this, does it stop Chelsea being a major player next year as well?
Yeah.
Because they can't get over the hurdle. And then all those things that we used to hear about Klopp and, you know, from rival fans bottling in cup finals and he can't do it on the biggest stage. All of a sudden, you've got question marks over those Chelsea players because, of course, they've won the European Cup. They're a season away from being European champions. But getting beat in two finals is tough and they'll remember that more.
One thing that's interesting about Tuchel, he's jumped on the Pep Guardiola bandwagon. I've talked about him, how everyone supports Liverpool, and he's tried to position them as like the underdogs or the, you know...
This is stupid because, look, Liverpool are probably up there with Manchester United as one of the two biggest fan bases of any English club. Like, the, you know what I mean? Chelsea is nowhere near, Manchester City are nowhere near in terms of global fan base. But you can't mistake that for everybody supports Liverpool. It's just we've got more fans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
But every fan of Manchester City, Manchester United, Tottenham, Arsenal are not willing Liverpool to win.
Yeah.
The fans of the other clubs are willing. They probably don't care, yeah. To be honest with you. They probably won't be watching.
Yeah, look, if you had McDonald's for 60% of your meals, you still wouldn't be accurate to say you had McDonald's for every meal.
There you go.
He's full of shit, and he's trying to create something. I get it, you know, that's his job. He's got an inferiority complex when it comes to Klopp as well, and hopefully Liverpool can put him in his place today. How are you feeling? Where are you going to be watching the game this afternoon? What is your score prediction? Let us know, and if you want more, the lads are going to be live
not
from
great.
The studio.
Not great. Not great. How am I feeling? Wembley, and that's it. Was there another question?
I don't know. You seem very confident in what you're
doing. I just wanted to tell everyone I wasn't feeling great,
okay,
to be honest
sad,
with you.
Yeah, send some love for Chris in the comments. That'll be absolutely great.
I mean, you know me, I don't drink tequila, but I drank tequila last night.
Hopes and prayers. Hopes and prayers for Chris Page. Right, thank you so much for joining us. Do subscribe to the channel and check out the boys live on the channel for the match. Ta-da.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.